Thank you. Under other business, the first item is 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the creation of a standard subdivision to consist of 165 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management facilities, and proposed amenities to consist of a 1,350-square-foot pool, a 400-square-foot bathhouse, 2,000-square-foot playground, 2,000-square-foot dog park, mail station, parking, and ancillary improvements. Preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 8th, 2023. Subject to 19 conditions of approval, the final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Parcels are located on the south side of Wilson Road, Sussex County Road 244, and on the southwest corner of the intersection of Wilson Road and Sussex County Road 244 and Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Road 319. Tax parcels are District 135, Map 10.00, parcels 18.00 and 34.00. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve a final subdivision plan 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is 2022-26 Ballinger Creek Subdivision, formerly known as Warrington Subdivision, Revised Amenities Plan and Revised Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan and revised final subdivision plan for Ballinger Creek Subdivision, a cluster subdivision, to consist of 106 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of November 2nd, 2024, and May 21st, 2025. Preliminary amenities plan was denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of January 7th, 2026, due to the lack of the provision of paving to the parcel boundary to align with the interconnectivity with the adjacent subdivision, River Oaks, 2004-60. The applicant has resubmitted both this revised preliminary amenities plan, which includes the required paving to the parcel boundary as required, and has additionally included a revised final subdivision plan for a new recordation, which includes the same paved connections continuing to the parcel boundary with the River Oaks 2004-60 subdivision. Staff note that the Sussex County Engineering Department has reviewed both the revised plans and have no objection to the revised amenity plan or the revised final subdivision plan as submitted. The improvements are located on the west side of Lookout Landing Way within the Ballinger Creek subdivision, which is located on the south side of Holly Mount Road, Sussex County Road 48. The final subdivision plan and amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the amenities plan. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 11.00, Parcel 103.00, and District 234, Map 11.00, Parcel 103.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals related to the revised final subdivision plan. Therefore, that plan is eligible for final approval of the revised final subdivision plan.
Okay, so you don't need an approval subject to agency approvals. You have already got them, right?
For the final subdivision plan for re-recordation, we have all those approvals. For the amenities plan, we are still waiting for one agency approval.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised amenities plan and revised final site plan as a final, subject to staff receipt of all agency approvals.
For the amenities plan.
For the amenities plan.
I second it.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve 2022-26 Ballinger Creek Subdivision, formerly known as Warrington Subdivision, the revised final site plan as a final, and the revised amenities plan subject to receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is 2022-27, Saltwind, formerly known as Peck Farm Subdivision, request for clarification.
This is a request for clarification related to interconnectivity for the Saltwind, formerly known as Peck Farm, 2022-27 subdivision. The applicant requests clarification from the commission related to connectivity and paving to the parcel boundary on the eastern boundary of the plan adjacent to the pump house. The applicant notes unique circumstances as the adjacent project is the same developer and an application with a preliminary plan for this adjacent phase two of Saltwind 2026-01 has been submitted as of March 10th, 2026. Additionally, the applicant's engineer notes that including the paving to this boundary and the associated required engineering could result in the removal of existing trees and green space for infrastructure that will never be utilized, and or demolition and reconstruction becoming necessary in the future. The applicant's request clarification on the paving to the boundary requirement and, quote, whether the longstanding approach of providing an easement or right-of-way to the boundary without paving would be more appropriate under these circumstances, end quote, as related to any pending submission of Saltwind 2022-27 for final subdivision approval. Parcel is located on the south side of Martins Farm Road, Sussex County Road 291. The tax parcel is District 334, map 9.00, parcel 4.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Here's my question. Yeah. Why is there clarification on this? I mean, why isn't it just required?
It's something that, a condition that was set forth. Yeah. We put this on all the time, and the paving is always included. So I don't know what the question is on.
And surely it's less costly to address it during the construction of the development.
Paving on the rest of the streets.
Yeah.
I share the same sentiments as the commission.
I guess I would just point out, you know, and I understand staff's role in this, but I'm not thrilled that the commission's being put in the place of deciding to clarify that when interconnectivity is required. Just don't put it on an agenda if it's not there, you know, and just say no, and then they'll have to fix it and come back, you know.
Understood.
Yeah. Should we defer? Yeah. I don't think you need to defer it. I think, you know, that just no action's taken, they're going to have to come back in with a plan that shows it connected to the property line. I mean, that's exactly what I know the staff worked really hard with on Ballinger and River Oaks and another property just to make sure that there is interconnectivity.
Yes.
So that we don't have problems. It's a lingering issue that we need to deal with and not waver from. So.
Yeah, and to that point, we put conditions on for a reason, and we've said this before as commissioners. And so when they're coming back questioning them again, they were approved with the conditions on. So don't waste your time or ours questioning what a condition was, is what they should do with it. It's there for a reason.
Understood. Thank you. So with that, there is an ordinance right now to amend 999C, which going forward will provide additional clarity on this. So the applicant has come forward with a request at this time, but going forward, 999C is to be revised to make it very clear as to what's required, perpendicular connectivity and paving all the way to the property boundary. So going forward, I don't think this is going to result in further requests to the commission. So.
Yeah, that's 100%.
I'm guessing it probably still will, but yeah, that's good.
Probably.
So I don't think any action needs to be taken to the extent, you know, that it's just a request for clarification. They need to connect to the boundary line and, you know, just no action.
And resubmit it.
Yeah, and resubmit.
So we'll just move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is 2023-14 North Star Property LLC revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for the creation of 758 single-family lots utilizing the cluster subdivision option, private roads, open space, and related amenities. Specifically, the plans are being brought before the commission to determine whether the newly submitted plans comply with the conditions of approval, particularly with regard to conditions B and E of the conditions of approval in terms of the removal of the connection between roads E and B, the reconfiguration of lots to meet condition B requirement that, quote, open space on the western portion of the site shall be modified to create greater contiguity, end quote, and the inclusion of a 30-foot buffer adjacent to commercial and multifamily areas. The applicant came before the commission for a similar review of the revised preliminary subdivision plan on March 18th, 2026, and the commission determined that the plan required additional revision to meet the open space on the western portion of the site modification to create greater contiguity. portion of the condition B requirements. Additionally, the commission noted that the perimeter buffer required revision to meet the full 30-foot buffer width adjacent to the commercial and multifamily areas. The applicant has submitted this revised preliminary subdivision plan, which meets the recommendations of the commission at the March 18th, 2026 planning and zoning meeting, and remedies staff's concerns related to both condition B and condition E. Property is on a 433-acre, more or less, parcel of land lying on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, east of Dairy Farm Road, Sussex County Road 261 in Lewis, Delaware. Tax parcel is a portion of tax map District 334, map 5.00, parcel 175.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The revised preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Code and complies with all conditions of approval in terms of the revised preliminary subdivision plan. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the revised preliminary subdivision plan be approved as a revised preliminary subdivision plan only, with this final subdivision plan being required to come back before the commission as is required for major final subdivision plans.
Thank you, and thank you for working with the applicant to address our concerns. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for 2023-14 North Star Property LLC, with final to be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for 2023-14 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is conditional use number 2371, Georgetown Business Plaza, LLC, six-month time extension request.
On February 5th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for a six-month time extension for the establishment of a business park to include warehouses and office buildings within an agricultural residential AR1 district. The conditional use application CU number 2571, Georgetown Business Plaza, LLC, was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 28th, 2023, subject to 16 conditions of approval, and the change was adopted through Ordinance 2916. Under 115-174 of the Code, approval of the conditional use shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval and thereafter shall become null and void unless construction or use is substantially underway during said three-year period. On February 5th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received both the initial request for extension letter as well as a copy of the anticipated project schedule demonstrating that approval of the use will be substantially underway within 6 months of the expiration of the current approval. The applicant's engineer notes that the applicant is currently working through several items to move the project forward, including obtaining easements for the property, which requires additional time to complete the remaining pre-construction requirements and proceed in accordance with the approved plans. The applicant's engineer has also indicated that all required agencies are prepared for final approvals with the exception of DelDOT, as the project is currently finalizing necessary easement documentation associated with DelDOT requirements so that the project may be submitted for DelDOT final approval. The Commission last reviewed this request at its meeting of Wednesday, February 18th, 2026, where the Commission took no action on the request and requested further information on the status of the existing agency approvals, efforts to obtain further outstanding approvals and construction timeline to date. In response, the applicant has furnished the department with a letter answering these questions. Should the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of the six-month time extension, the application will be forwarded to the Sussex County Council for their final decision and approval of this request. If approved by the Sussex County Council in accordance with 99-40C3 of the Sussex County Code, the application's expiration date will be extended 6 months from the previous approval deadline of March 28, 2026 to September 28, 2026. The parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
So we're waiting for easements.
Waiting for DelDOT, yeah.
Yeah, just from DelDOT. Other than that, they have.
Thank you.
Sounds like it's even a little more complicated than that based on the letter from the engineer. It's their easements related to DelDOT, but from third parties, you know, so, yeah.
Property owners.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the six-month time extension request for conditional use 2371 Georgetown Business Plaza, LLC.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the six-month six-month time extension request for conditional use number 2371 Georgetown Business Plaza. Do we need to tie a date with that in the motion?
It's automatically 6 months, but because it's a conditional use, it has got a county council as well, so it'll all be spelled out in the memo.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-10, Rennie S. Hunt, conditional use number 2493, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a proposed 1,260 square foot, more or less, site development office, outdoor storage, and parking. Staff note that the site was subject of the previous conditional use application, CU number 2493, to establish the site development office, outdoor storage, and parking use, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, subject to 14 conditions of approval. The change was adopted through ordinance number 4029. Staff note that the plans were last reviewed by the commission at their meeting of Wednesday, March 18th, 2026, where they were denied as the previous plans included an 877 square foot equipment storage and service area, which was noted on the preliminary site plans previously for review to be an automobile service and repair garage, which was not originally part of the conditional use, which was applied for and approved by commission and council. It was further noted that fuel storage tanks were present on the property. In an effort to comply with the conditions of approval, the department has been furnished with photos of the property showing that the fuel storage tanks have been removed from the property and the reference to the service area has been removed from the plans. Therefore, the revised preliminary plan site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the northwest side of Roxana Road, Route 17, approximately 0.07 mile northeast of Pyle Center Road, Route 20, at 35082 Roxana Road in Frankfort, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 19. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So to be clear, just equipment storage and no maintenance on site.
And there is one building that has been approved, site development office, 1,260 square feet, that was approved as part of the conditional
regular
use.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
So everything there has been met?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the property of Rennie S. Hunt, conditional use 2493.
Final by staff?
Yep.
Final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. Okay, thank you.
Second that.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve S26-10, Rennie S. Hunt, conditional use number 2493, revised preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S24-36. Lily Vale, conditional use number 2402, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 174 multifamily units, consisting of 172 townhome units and two duplex units, to include private roads, open space, stormwater management ponds, and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, bus stop, walking trail, footbridge, and related landscape buffers. Staff note that the site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2402, filed on behalf of McKee Builders LLC to allow for 174 multifamily units, once again 170 townhome units and two duplex units, to be both constructed and located within a medium density residential district subject to 18 conditions of approval. The application was recommended approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Sussex County Council approved the conditional use application at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2024, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2979. The applicant's engineer has noted that there is a ditch, wetlands, on the adjacent Milo's Haven property with the roadway within Milo's Haven stopping short of the ditch. The applicant's engineer has engaged in discussions with Sussex County Engineering Department and is extending the pavement as far as physically possible to get as close to the property line as possible. Challenge is grading from the existing ditch to meet the proposed road grades. Staff notes that the roadway easement is extended to the property line and would be available should the Milo's Haven project need to connect. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 134, MAP 19.00, parcels 13.00 and 13.04. Zoning is medium density residential, MR district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, if I may, just I did enlarge the plan with the interconnection shown. And you notice on this particular plan, although this is preliminary at this stage, the paving stops short of the property boundary.
So kind of in line with what we talked about before, the option would be to make this preliminary, grant preliminary approval with the final showing that the pavement goes all the way to the property boundary.
And I think you mentioned, Mr. Lowry, that there was a situation with the grades not matching up or something?
Well, apparently, from what I can read from this, this is not my application, so, but apparently there's a ditch and some grading issue. I can defer to the director, maybe.
So some of this may not be able to be worked out until it's final. This is just preliminary at this stage. So my suggestion would be, it's not a barrier to the commission approving the preliminary today. My recommendation is that you approve it contingent on this final detail being fully designed and shown on the final with the paving to the property line.
Thank you. And I only bring that up because if it's an issue, then they need to address it now while it's preliminary construction.
Yeah,
the
we
other
need
side,
to,
Milo's.
And we need to be consistent. Okay, so Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S24-36 Lilyvale Conditional Use 2402. With the requirement that the final site plan come before the commission demonstrating that the pavement reaches the edge, the outer perimeter of the subdivision for interconnectivity purposes.
Second. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan S24-36 Lilyvale conditional use number 2402 with the restriction that the interconnectivity is shown to connect to Milo's. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S24-62, Creative Concepts Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Creative Concepts for the proposed improvements comprised of three structures for commercial retail use of the site. The plan proposes three retail buildings totaling 15,255 square feet, parking, stormwater management, and internal circulation drives. Parcel is comprised of 1.97 acres with access from a single ingress egress on Tulip Drive. Submission includes a request for a relief relating to the proposed parking in the front yard setbacks along both Coastal Highway Route 1 and Tulip Drive. Parcel is situated on the northeast corner of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Tulip Drive and immediately west of Savannah Road Route 9. Tax parcel is District 335, MAP 11.00, parcel 93.00. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Yeah, so I have a few questions about this one. So they are going to have their driveway run through the setback in an area that is extremely busy, that in the summers tends to get jammed up pretty badly, and adding three additional retail buildings. I don't know that it looks like they're doing any improvements to the roadway that enters the development, right? Looks like it's largely staying the same.
My understanding is that this is all, the applicant was required to do a number of things for both entrances and both frontages per DLDOT.
Okay.
And as I understand their request for relief from the parking in the front yard setback requirement, that is largely what they cited in their letter as well. But it's my understanding that all of these the road improvements adjacent to the roads were per DLDOT requirements.
It's correct. So here's the proposed one-story retail building, mm-hmm. and it is correct to say that the proposed parking is in the front yard setback.
Yeah. Has Del Dot expressed any concerns or an opinion about the building and the front yard setback? I feel like the Five Points area is not, I don't know what the in-state for it is. I know that, you know, many people would say it's at an in-state for right now, but that might be true for 5 years. And they may be revisiting this and deciding they need this space for something in the future, right?
Director, if I could ask you to bring up the formal letter that the applicant submitted requesting the relief, so we could examine that. My understanding is that to answer your first question, the department has received no objection from Del Dot regarding parking in the front yard setbacks on either road. In terms of the rationale, I'll leave it to the applicant's words in the letter there.
Can I ask that another way? Because the fact that we haven't received any objections, one thing, but have we received any information from them? In other words, have they seen it and said, we're good with parking in the front yard setback?
I would have to go, I'd have to pull the file and see which agency approvals have been received versus which ones have not. Okay. It is my recollection that the Del Dot approvals have been received and that we were waiting, I believe, on Conservation District. But I don't want to say that for certain until
I don't see anything in the file.
We examine the file.
Not that you haven't received it, but
looking at, well, because this is preliminary at this stage. So if the commission wants us to confirm that, we can take no action today, put this on the next agenda, reach out to the applicant's engineer and say, please could you provide either confirmation of that or evidence of that?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a motion to defer action on S24-62 Creative Concepts preliminary site plan for further information regarding Del Dot approvals. And frankly, I think we're all very business friendly typically, and we want to see businesses thrive and develop in Sussex County, but I do think we've approved similar encroachment in the setback in the past that has been detrimental to citizens of Sussex County now for decades, right? So I'm very sensitive to wanting to approve this now, given some of the constraints that we've boxed ourselves into. Thank you.
Next second.
So, I'm sorry, what was your motion then, to defer?
Motions to defer. We're just deferring. Sorry, I was soapboxing a little bit.
Okay. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on S24-62 Creative Concepts. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-19 Tidewater, Maryland Avenue. Conditional use number 2603, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for improvements to an existing water treatment facility. Staff note that the site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2603, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 7th, 2026, subject to 5 conditions of approval. The change was adopted through ordinance number 4041. The property is located on the southwest side of Maryland Avenue and North Bayshore Drive within Broadkill Beach in Milton, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 235, map 4.13, parcel 64. The zoning is B1, neighborhood business, and MR, medium residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Excellent. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan as a final for S26-19, Tidewater, Maryland Avenue, conditional use 2603.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the S26-19 Tidewater, Maryland Avenue, conditional use number 2603 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-20 Teen Challenge, conditional use number 905, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Teen Challenge, proposing the addition of a 2,200 square foot, more or less, dormitory, access drive, and on-site wastewater facility associated with the private boarding school on the site. The facility currently hosts 4 structures comprised of an existing dormitory, office, and classroom uses. Conditional use number 905 to allow for a private boarding school on the site was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of June 13th, 1989, and adopted via ordinance number 591. Parcel is situated on the south and west sides of Rifle Range Road, Sussex County Road 545, approximately 1.5 miles east of Sussex Highway, Route 13, and comprised of 45.54 acres, more or less. The tax parcel is District 131, map 15.00, parcel 60.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Before you make a motion, Mr. Passwaters, is there something different on this plan that we were given today than what's in the packet that we've already reviewed? Does anyone know?
I can clarify. So the applicant did only finally get the revised revised preliminary site plan, as well as the response to the staff review as of very early this morning. Okay. It was in there, and that's why I provided it. It is all up online as well.
Okay.
And the applicant did respond to and address all of the comments in staff's review. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
With that, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan S-26-20 team challenge conditional use 905 with final approval by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Thank you. The motion's been made and seconded to approve S-26-20 team challenge conditional use number 905 with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is Lands of Campbell, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot 10 shall consist of 1.580 acres, more or less, and residual lands lot 12 shall contain 1.609 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the south side of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 6, Parcel 27. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the Lands of Campbell minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement with final approval by staff upon the receipt of agency's approvals.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the Lands of Campbell minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is Lands of Gordon D. Heathman II minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 0.75 acres more or less, and the residual land shall contain 0.77 acre more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the southeast side of Thoroughgoods Road, Sussex County Road 333. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 189.10. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the subdivision of the lands of Gordon D. Heathman II.
We can do it as a final, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. As a final.
Okay. Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a final for lands of Gordon D. Heathman II. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is lands of Dorothy Tenefoss, minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 3 acres, more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 5.003 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the northeast side of Greenhurst Farm Road, Sussex County Road 612A, approximately 0.029 mile north of Shawnee Road, Route 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 2, Parcel 13. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Dorothy Tenefals minor subdivision plan, offer proposed 30-foot easement with final approval by staff and upon the receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of Dorothy, I'm sorry.
Tenefals.
Yeah, we are on Dorothy Tenefals. Jeez. Lands of Dorothy Tenefals as a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Richard and Kathy Wilson minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot 9A shall consist of 1.001 acres, more or less, and the residual lands lot 9 shall contain 5.005 acres, more or less. A waiver request has been submitted to reduce the width of the proposed easement to 20 feet from 30 feet for a distance of 78.15 feet to accommodate the existing dwelling and carport. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the west side of Holly Tree Road, Sussex County Road 226, northeast of Quail Drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 20, Parcel 9.11. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And if I may, Madam Chair, as a suggestion, that if the commission decides to approve this, because this is a long, narrow lot, the surveyor has not shown the totality of the lot, which the commission may approve a partial land survey. The only issue I would have with this plan is that where it chops off here, we just want to make sure that any final is very clear as to acreages, because we don't necessarily know what's not being shown on the plan. So if you do choose to approve it, it would just be contingent on the final drawing being very clear as to what those residual acreages of this parcel is.
Okay.
So that our mapping folks can draw it. You know, so.
Thank you.
And we do have some concern about the easement shrinking to 20 feet for a while, right? I mean,
normally the commission would not allow an easement to be that narrow. So So
that sounds like a denial.
Let me lodge it.
How long is the duration for that narrowing?
78 feet.
And yeah. The carport.
Yeah. So the issue here is that the existing home is the existing home. That's and there is a carport there. You can see where it narrows to 20 yeah. feet. And then thereafter, it kind of widens back out. But it's the home is the home. So it's.
Even if it were switched to the other side of the property, on the back side of that pole building, it's only 21'3". So it's not like they could just go to the other side of the lot and have the third.
Yeah.
Unless you looped between the pole building.
Right.
The
carport,
yeah.
Right?
They're boxed in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to worry about first responders and everything else trying to.
And that it may be family now, but it might not always
right.
be.
Yeah.
Which is why if it's not always family, the people who are buying the lots behind, they're going to have to live with the 20-foot easement, and is that going to be acceptable? Is this going to cause problems for us down the road?
I think we're setting a standard too if we're allowing.
Okay, so I'm making a motion to deny it because of the, the constraints that exist on the lot requiring them to. Shrink the easement to 20 feet.
I second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to deny approval of lands of Richard and Kathy Wilson minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement. All those in favor say aye. And
aye.
Reminder,
aye.
In favor is in favor of a denial. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries to deny 5-0. Next on the agenda.